In Conversation with Terry Shepherd, award-winning broadcaster, narrator, and author. A deep dive into the writer's craft with the artists and support systems who create the stories we love.
Thanks, Lisa. Full disclosure, I've known today's guest since we were both 9 years old. For those doing the math in your heads, that's nearly 7 decades of friendship. Steve Sarnes comes from a family of entrepreneurial creatives. Sarnes Incorporated gave us the first practical heart-lung machine that made open-heart surgery a lot safer and saved a ton of lives. Steve became involved when he and his father envisioned a cardiovascular exercise machine that could be used by people who could not take advantage of existing cardio devices. The new step was the result. The product has helped thousands build muscle strength regardless of physical capacity. Steve Sarnes is a fitness enthusiast and obsessive about the things that interest him. So when he started to feel pain in his face that didn't go away and was told by a healthcare professional that it was nothing to worry about, he rattled cages until he got a diagnosis we all fear. It was cancer. He chronicles his adventures in a book entitled Kicking Cancer's Ass, an honest, straightforward account of his journey with takeaways at the end of each chapter that are valuable for all of us. Steve first discovered something was amiss when his team was in the midst of selling the New Step company.
During that time period, I had a little bump that turned into a lump. And in my, I was sent to an ophthalmologist who said it was a sty. And that every week I'd call back and I don't think this is a sty. And then my language got a little more colorful. When I call up, this is no blankety blank sty. They had these eye drops in order to try to help me. And we're selling the company. We had 7 meetings. We had 7 bidders for the company. So it was really difficult to get through those. So really 4-hour storytelling. And I had this thing crunching in my eye at that point. Very tough. So I was really getting beaten up, and I had no idea what was going on until finally I was sent to the Kellogg Eye Center to drain what was supposedly then an infected sty. And when I walked in, the surgeon looks at me and goes, are you some kind of tough guy? And that looks angry. And so it didn't take long. There were looking at different things, taking photos. I had bone missing around the orbital area of my eye, my left eye. And so I knew this is not a sty. They were saying the same thing. So I had a CAT scan that night. And then the next day I was driving and I was picking up food. So they asked me if I was driving. I said, no, I'm just stopping here. I'm going to run in to get dinner. And that's where they said, we're going to get you signed up with a ENT tomorrow to do a biopsy on that mass that you have.
And that ENT was Dr. Erin McKean, a physician Steve Sarnes said oozed confidence.
She was smart, bright-eyed, totally alive, and I knew at that moment I was going to find out what's going on. I think the worst part about this whole thing is not knowing. Well, I got this thing crunching, beating on me. It's like you're helpless. But I knew at that point, I'm going to find out what the heck is going on. She came in. She went up my nose with this tube, did the biopsy, and said that they have a tumor team there. And they'll be back in 15 minutes to let me know what's going on. So off she goes, and the door shuts. So I'm there with Lori, and I told her, I said, Lori, I know this is cancer. I know it is. And Lori told me later she could see a vascularized tumor up my nose. And so anyway, and then that's the first time we heard about a tumor team. And so she comes in 15 minutes later, comes into the room, and she's got tears in her eyes. And so you pay attention to that. I hugged my wife, but I didn't take my eyes off Dr. McKean. And so she told me what it was. It was a cancer. It was a cancerous tumor in my ethmoid sinus cavity, squamous cell tumor. That's very rare. So she said, I can't give you odds of survival of this. And she said, well, we can do surgery, but we'd have to take your eye out. And I'm going, wow. That gave me, so I thought about it. And I'm thinking to myself, I want to live.
The book is Kicking Cancer's Ass. And our guest is its author, Steve Sarnes, a guy who brought a unique attitude and perspective to a frightening situation.
I mean, I know Iraqi vets that have had worse things, and I've had a good life. So I figured if I can live, and let's say they do that, they have to take my eye, and they're not going to put it back in. They're going to put in a little box with a bow on it and give it to me. And then they have to also get the tumor. So I'd be highly disfigured. I'd have a patch, but highly disfigured. But I figured that'll be another adventure in life. Another, probably a growth adventure. Other people go through stuff. I've seen it with our customers. And so if that's my mission, that's my mission. But I'm going to make the best of it. I can still live and still think, be creative. But after she mentioned that, she said, that's morbid. And she said, chemo and radiation works really well on fast-growing aggressive tumors. So I was like, I love it. Let's go. So that's what we did. We had chemo and radiation treatment. And I tell you, the best thing about that news, even though it was cancer, I knew what it was. Now it's time to fight back. I'd done nothing. I've been having the snot beat out of me all this time with not doing anything to fight back. It's like being bullied. And you never say stop, or you never push back, or say, if you do this again, I'm going to fight back, man. There's a lot that goes on to get ready for all this. You get fitted for a mask. If you're a head and neck guy, which I was, strange thing about being a head and neck guy, I mean, they can't chop your head off. If you have it on your finger, you maybe can survive without the tip of your finger, but head and neck, surgery is not really a great option. During that time period, I was being fitted for a mask, and I was pretty optimistic about going in for this. And I was being fitted, and my radiologist, who's world-renowned, came into the room. He goes, oh, Mr. Sarnes, and he was there with another resident. And who's all, they're always together. And he goes, yeah, I go, you know, that tumor. He goes, I think it's too big. I don't think we can cure this. I didn't know what to say, except how much time do I have? And he goes, this can kill you. I said, okay. If it gets really bad, yeah, and let's say I'm in, you have to flip me over to clean me and all that. I said, I don't want that. Just give me gas. I think we treat our dogs better than humans. You know, that's what you do. And he looks at me, goes, that's your advanced directive. That's what you want. Write it down. And he left. So I'm sitting there, and I forgot that there was a nurse sitting across from me. And she goes, cancer really sucks. They're like, yeah, I understand. And she goes, if they're not able to stop this, the growth, it's going to continue, and that will go into your frontal lobe. And then eventually your organs will begin to shut down, and that will be your demise. I said, okay. Pretty brutal.
We're with Steve Sarnes in conversation about kicking cancer's ass, the story of his battle with a rare and aggressive tumor. As you can imagine, after getting a virtual death sentence from a well-known physician, Steve was in a pretty dark place. But as he recounts, sometimes the darkness is where a light appears.
But then she goes, but you know what? No one can tell you when you're going to die. And you have to fight back. And I remembered that. So I walked out of there. I did go through the whole test with my mask. I kept going. I went home. And I'm thinking, man, this is some pretty dire news. So I called a friend of mine who I've known in the senior living industry, and she has a son who's a cage fighter, one of these MMA, I think it is, fighters. And she shared with me a video of four of his fights in a 60-second montage. And in 12, 15 seconds, again, these are four fights in 60 seconds, 12 seconds, I could see him stoic like a mountain man. The other person he's going to go up against celebrating, he goes in there and just annihilates the competitor. And I'm not into that fighting. I just don't understand it. You know, because there's no winners in that kind of a fight. But I remembered that and I said, Kay, I'd like to call your son. And she gave me his phone number and I called him that night and he picked up the phone. His name is Cole Gephardt. And he picked up. I said, Cole, you don't know me. I know your mom really well. And Cole, I'm in a really tough battle. I want to know what you do when you go into that cage, you go into your battle. What do you do to make sure you win? He just went off. And he's only 23 or 24, maybe. He goes, the one thing is you have to be a blankety blank cancer ass kicker right now. And he goes, you're going into this battle, and first you got to find out the weakness of the competitor, understand what it is. So this cancer is like a fox in a cage. I can get it. It's isolated. Huge positive news. So that's a weakness right there. It's vulnerable. It's contained. Big news on my side. And then he goes, if anyone comes in your room crying, kick them out. No time to cry. This is the time to win. We're going to go in and win. You got to be positive. It takes 10 positive thoughts to defeat one negative. Got to be all in positive. So I went and bought a boxing glove, Everest boxing glove. And the day before I went into my first treatment round, I had 8 weeks. It was going to be seven, but it was 8 weeks. So I watched the movie Rocky from its entirety, the original one. And if you recall, Rocky goes against Apollo Creed, and he wasn't expected to last a round. He lasted 15 rounds, Rocky, and his eye was hit numerous times, and it was swelled shut. My cancer was right by my left eye. The tumor was pushing on my eye, actually, pushing it off to the side, and Rocky was bloodied. He didn't win the whole fight, but he was standing. And I thought to myself, that's going to be me. This whole thing with cancer treatment is poison. It's about killing. And chemo radiation, it kills. It kills you. But you wanted to kill cancer first. And so I knew that was going to be it. I'm going to be like Rocky. I'm going to be bloodied, but that tumor is going to be crushed. It's going to be under my boot. It's going to be gone.
And so began Steve Sarn's battle to kick cancer's ass. KickingCancersAss.com is his website. And still ahead, chemo, radiation, side effects, and Steve's secret weapon.
I could not wait for my first chemo. It was a little strange. I didn't know anything about it, radiation. But I was ready. And so those are my first punches back at cancer. But yeah, it was quite the journey. It's up and down. It's really tough. There's tough parts about it. It's all compounding. You figure 7 weeks, well, that's not so bad, but it's just every day. It's radiation every day, chemo every Monday. I had my glove, and I had cancer ass kicker written on it in bold print. I went in there every time with that. I think I was known as the guy with the boxing glove. And that was a great tool because other cancer warriors, you meet a lot of them when you go through it. They were hitting my glove and all ages, older women to younger people. And I think it gave other people hope. They're all warriors. They're in a battle, but we got to go in to win. And that's the mindset. So in many ways, the glove, it just made, part of my goal was to make sure the staff was feeling good. You know, I came in with a positive attitude because cancer is bad news in cancer sometimes, oftentimes. I didn't want my team to be disheartened. We're out to win. That was a big part of the start. It's a battle. It's a fight. And I knew that it would be, towards the end, it was going to be tough. And it was. It was. I remember one guy who was a tough guy. And he was about 2 weeks in front of me. He had a bald head, similar to mine. And he was going through his treatment. I said, oh my God, I want to be like that guy. And ironically, I saw him a few weeks later. I hadn't seen him for a number of weeks. And he was in a wheelchair and he had tubes up his nose. So that's how he was getting his nutrients. And all of a sudden, it was like, I no longer want to be like that guy. But I understood it. But I still felt, no, I'm going to find a way to eat. And it was tough. I went from 196 pounds down to 164. You know, people would say how, they'd say, wow, Steve, you look really good. And they were lying. I didn't look good. Thank God, though.
Throughout his treatment, Steve Sarnes insisted on staying in motion. He credits his stamina to entering chemo in excellent physical condition, to keeping a body poisoned on purpose, well-fueled, and as well exercised as he could. Part of that exercise was supercharged by a soundtrack.
I'd get out and walk, and I would wear headphones, and I started listening to music. And you know where I went right to that music when I was about 13 years old, right through puberty. During the time when I got my first kiss, and what music was playing, or my first girlfriend, what music was playing during that time, and that's where I went to. When I went for my walks, one of my go-tos was Chicago, and I would play Dialogue, The Beginnings, And then I also would do the Beach Boys. I loved the harmony of the Beach Boys. Do You Want to Dance? So many great tunes. I also played Brooks and Dunn. One of my favorite tunes from Brooks and Dunn is Brand New Man. It's just a rocker. And I'd play that. And as I'm walking, I'd be flying. My spirit would be flying. I was like a bird. I still have that to this day. On my website, I have my playlist, my Kicking Cancer's Ass playlist. It's 34 songs, but I have that available. And I recommend anyone going through cancer to develop a playlist. The songs that make you feel good as good can be, and play that.
Steve did kick cancer's ass. Over time, the tumors shrunk, and today, while he still has regular checkups, Steve Sarnes is considered cancer-free.
Life, number one, is a gift. And it's what we do with it. And we learn about ourselves during difficult times. You don't realize there's a heaven until you've gone through hell. probably the biggest thing that we have. We're not alone, even when we think we are sometimes. But I think in life, you can be flexible. You can change. You got to change. It's so important in life. Just keep growing no matter how old you are.
The book is Kicking Cancer's Ass, a fast-paced read with practical tips that transcend Steve Sarn's health adventures with wisdom for navigating the ups and downs of everyday life. The book's website is kickingcancersass.com, and you can learn more about Steve's interests and initiatives, grab his playlist, and discover additional insights by reading his blog. It's been an honor knowing this extraordinary guy, and I'm glad you had a chance to meet Steve Sarns in conversation.
In Conversation with Terry Shepard is a copyrighted presentation, all rights reserved. I'm Lisa Davis. Join Terry Shepard next time in Conversation.